The Texas Supreme Court today will hear a case on what kinds of abortions may be financed with state Medicaid funds. Texas, like many other states, follows the same strict rules set by the federal government in determining how federal Medicaid dollars are spent. But 18 states have decided to use state Medicaid funds in more cases. In the Texas case, plaintiffs will try to show that the federal restrictions violate the state's Equal Rights Amendment. Janet Heimlich reports from Austin.
The case came about in 1998 when a group of Texas doctors and family planning clinics that provide abortions for Medicaid-eligible women filed a lawsuit against the state. The plaintiffs wanted the state to fund abortions using Medicaid dollars, just like it does for any other procedure or treatment that a doctor finds to be medically necessary. Currently, Texas follows federal restrictions that limit funding to abortions in the case of rape or incest or when the mother's life is in danger. Margie Kelly is with the Center for Reproductive Law and Policy in New York and will be making the case for the abortion rights advocates. Kelly says the federal restrictions are discriminatory and violate the state's 1972 Equal Rights Amendment.
What we are doing in this case is bringing a state constitutional claim that says regardless of what the federal government says you need to fund, your own state constitution requires that you provide all medically necessary services to women.
For example, Kelly says under the current system, state Medicaid pays for Viagra prescriptions for men, but not doctor-recommended abortions. But supporters of the current regulations say they don't violate the state's Equal Rights Amendment. Also, anti-abortion groups fear that loosening the restrictions will lead to abortion on demand paid for by Texas taxpayers. As of October of this year, there were more than 360,000 women of childbearing age in the Texas Medicaid program. Courtney Facciaponte is with Texas Right to Life.
All kinds of elective abortions could be paid for through Medicaid funding. Abortions for birth control, repeat abortions, abortions that are not related to illness. And that's thousands and thousands of abortions, and that's millions of taxpayer dollars.
But abortion rights advocates disagree. They point out that last year only 11 abortions were billed to Medicaid. Kay McLaughlin is executive director for Texas Abortion and Reproductive Rights Action League. McLaughlin estimates that if the current restrictions are lifted, the number of abortions that will ultimately be billed to Medicaid will be only about 200 a year.
We're definitely going to see some increase, but the other side of that is the other health pictures that develop for these women are potentially, you know, economically far more expensive.
For example, says McLaughlin, while poor women try to raise money for an abortion, they may extend a risky pregnancy or allow an illness to go untreated. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld the federal restrictions as being constitutional. But so far, courts in several states, New Mexico, Connecticut, and Indiana, have ruled that the federal restrictions violate those states' equal rights amendments and that state Medicaid money can be used for medically necessary abortions. A similar case is now making its way through the Florida courts. A decision by the Texas Supreme Court is expected in the coming months. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Austin.